This is Jeopardy!
Today's contestant from Mosquito Falls, New Hampshire.
Our four contestants today on Sports Jeopardy hail from various places. Please welcome Steve McKiernan.
Ooh, that's me.
And a librarian who has lots of cats, Maitland.
Hello.
He's a know-it-all who knows some hot wings.
Aye.
And she's a dump truck backing up with a lovely voice.
Kelly, hey!
Hi! It's me, Kelly.
Hey!
I'm on TV!
I'm from New York!
New York City!
Maitland, where are you from?
The ocean.
I just wanted to see if you'd say Delaware.
I don't know.
Delaware?
That's where I'm from. States. All right, I'm going to give you the questions. Keep track of your score. Whoever gets the most right is your sport champion. Maitland, do you like sport?
I like sport.
Steve, do you like sport?
I love sport.
Kelly, Hot Wings, do you like sport?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I like most sport.
Which most? Water?
Yeah.
Okay. In this sport, the bucket is 10 feet off the ground.
Kelly.
Ooh.
Steve.
Maitland.
On three, say your answer. One, two, three.
Basketball.
Did everyone say basketball?
Yeah.
I believe we wrote it down.
Everybody's got one.
Yes.
Well done.
Good job, everyone.
Good job, everyone.
Question two. The NCAA trademarked this calendar phrase for spring.
Steve, Kelly.
Maitland.
Springtime buzzer beating, bracket busting basketball.
Ooh, that was tough to say, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone have their answer?
Yes.
One, two, three.
March Madness.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good job, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for not saying June Jamboree or December Delusion.
Were those actual guesses?
Those were options you could pick, but I'm not giving you the choices.
Okay, don't do that yet.
Here we go.
We don't need
number
them.
Three. An early version of this ball and racket sport in 13th century France was Jeu de Paume.
Jeu de Paume.
Oh,
Jeu de Paume.
Steve.
On three, we'll all say it. Ready? One, two, three.
Tennis.
Correct.
Wow.
Three for three.
Oh, my gosh.
We are cleaning up.
Oh, boy. So many tough guesses.
Major League Baseball team names?
Oh.
Captain Jack Sparrow and Captain Blood.
That one.
We're supposed to name the team?
On three.
Wait, what?
Wait.
Hold on. What'd you say?
Oh, I got this one. I know.
Oh, okay.
On three. Give your answer.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Baseball.
Steve was silent.
I said nothing.
Boom.
Maitland said baseball like she's James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams.
Baseball.
What has baseball, run through America, Ray, for the last 130 years?
Baseball, Ray.
Baseball. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh,
Kelly and Hot Wings.
Yes.
Hot Wings. Yeah, Kelly and Hot Wings. That's what that was.
I couldn't
confusing.
Get Tampa Bay Buccaneers out of my head.
I did not understand the question. Clearly.
The Buccaneers? That would kind of work because don't they have pirates on their flag?
Yeah, they play football.
Oh, that's
the
a
big
great
reason.
Point. Yeah,
it's a big reason.
Baseball.
It definitely would have been correct if that was in name a team that has a pirate on their helmet.
That's right.
Here we go. Writers on sports. In 1996, Jim Murray said it was up to Shaq and Olajuwon to stop this guy. Short of that, an anti-aircraft battery.
Oh, they need the athletes and Kelly. Yeah, I got you.
Boy, that'd be weird.
Can you repeat the question?
Have the buzzer and you just would
think through Jeopardy.
Into it. Yes.
Ken Jennings, can you repeat the question?
It's time for Think Through Jeopardy. Today's contestants will think out loud.
No, you can't repeat the question. It's Jeopardy. Kelly. Michael Jordan.
That's correct. Kelly gets the point.
Wow.
All alone in front now.
Yeah.
Look at you, sporthead.
Yeah. I know.
I should have said my name.
In case.
Oh, did you know that one too?
You're thirsty. The logo of this sports drink is a capital G with an orange lightning bolt in it. People, all of these questions were ones that no one answered on Jeopardy, by the way.
What?
I forgot to tell you that. These are all real questions that everybody just went, or they guessed wrong.
Steve.
Say your answer at the same time. You're all going to get it. One, two, three.
Gatorade.
That's right. It's thirst aid for that deep down body thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Born on the 24th of July, this San Francisco Giants home run king was born on July 24th, 1964.
Ooh.
Say the answer all at the same time. One, two, three.
Barry Bonds.
That's correct.
Nicely done,
Hot Wings now tied with Kelly. Hot Wings, how many do you have?
I have six.
Kelly?
I had that same number because I'm tied with Hot Wings.
you're not keeping track, even though that was part of the directions.
That's correct, Bob.
Maitland, how many do you have?
Four.
Steve?
5.
Okay.
Solidly in second place.
Name desired. This team won a 1966 contest in the New Orleans State's item newspaper for the city's new NFL team.
Maitland Kelly.
Everybody say the name at one time. 1, 2, 3.
Saints.
Correct.
Yes.
Sports stars. On July 9th, 2011, this shortstop became the first player to reach 3,000 career hits as a Yankee. Say your name. Or say your answer all at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
Derek Jeter. Did you say Buzz Aldrin?
No, I was going to say Justin Verlander, but I don't know
it
nothing
was
about baseball.
Famous shortstop.
I don't know
was
nothing he? About no baseball.
No, he's
I thought they all played all the positions. It just depended on who got out to the
like
field
Little
first.
League?
Yeah.
Like calling shotgun for riding in a car.
Yeah.
I got first base. It's the shortest run.
Yeah, when we played wiffle ball in middle school, that's how we did it. You just go out to the field and you're like, I call shortstop. I don't know who does
that. That is how we did it.
What honestly, does a shortstop do?
Honestly, the game would be way more interesting if every inning, every player had to do a different position.
Why is there a shortstop inning between second and third, but not between first and second?
What are they? Because what's their job?
To stop the balls that are hit between second and third. And
yeah, the short ones.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. They stop the short
you know
ones.
But what about the other shortstop?
It's just the one.
Is
why,
there a long
yeah, but
stop?
Why isn't there? Is it because most hitters were right-handed back in the day and there would be more hits in between second and third than there would be between first and second?
Don't have any idea. Or if it just started that way because they're like, well, we need more balance. Otherwise, that would be just a gaping hole.
But I find
on
that.
Both yeah, the first base and third base side if the second baseman just played shallow center or behind the second place bag.
Oh, yeah, there's the second baseman. I forgot.
The second baseman stands where the shortstop stands between first and second.
And then right field also like comes up too a little bit to help. If, yeah.
I think there used to be a person between first and second, but they got called off to do space deliveries for mail for
election ballots.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
I never knew that. Mm-hmm.
Altruistic athletes. Mia Hamm scored 158 international goals in this sport,
Steve,
and her charitable foundation is still scoring.
Hot wings.
Say the answer now. 1, 2, 3.
Soccer.
Soccer is correct.
What'd you say?
Chick soccer.
Lady kicks.
Gal ball.
In Remember the Titans, this actor is the coach of an integrated football team in 1971.
Oh,
say it, do it. 1, 2, 3.
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you say Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
If they look alike. It's
I mean, you got the Den part.
How can you tell them apart?
Was he in a football movie?
Maybe.
He was the pitcher in that one movie.
Oh, the rookie.
Yeah.
He was in Forget the Titans.
Yep, where he broke his arm and then he could throw 120 miles an hour. He played Henry Rowan Gardner.
I think he watched Unnecessary Roughness with Scott Bakula.
He watched it with Scott Bakula and said, you're doing great, Scotty.
Yeah, he's like, you're good.
Denzel
movie.
Washington is correct. Get your kicks and punches. Learning Shotokan, a Japanese system of this martial art.
Kelly.
Say your answer all at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
Karate.
Karate is correct. You got it.
Yeah. I said jujitsu, which I think is Brazilian, right?
Yeah.
Ask Giselle.
I don't know for sure. I know there is a form of jujitsu, but I don't know if they're. I know it's not karate.
I don't know. Why didn't I say karate?
I
so obvious.
I have 9.
Next one.
I'm one below hot wings.
You know karate's more popular. They didn't make jujitsu, kid.
I know.
I missed one.
Just doesn't have the same ring.
No, it's real cumbersome on the tongue.
Jiu-jitsu kid.
This object was thrown way back in the ancient Olympic Games.
Hot wings.
Maitland.
Say the answer.
Steve.
Kelly.
All at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
Human head.
Did anyone say javelin?
I said rock.
Hot wings
did.
I said a human head.
Nope, they didn't just.
I bet
in
they did,
Greece,
though.
They
I bet they
like,
did.
All right, let's. Let's throw Euripides' head and see who can get it the farthest.
Euripides.
Is that a real person?
I think it is.
I think it is, actually, yeah.
Great pull.
I think he's like a scientist or something. Or a pedo. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. Ancient Greece, probably both.
Those were the only two careers you could have then.
Yeah.
What are you, a philosopher or a pedo? LeBron in 2009 and 2010 before taking a trip south.
Steve?
Kelly?
Hot Wings.
Say the answer. One, two, three.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hmm? Cleveland Cavaliers, not the Lakers. That was later.
Sure was.
Sporting firsts. The first event annually in horse racing's Triple Crown.
Steve?
Say the answer on three. Oh, one, two, three.
Kentucky Derby.
Correct. I like the, oh no, yeah, wait, okay,
wait
go.
Wait for me. I'm going to catch up in just a second. I'm two behind Hot Wings. How many do you have, Hot Wings?
Two more than you?
I have 14.
I have 12.
Nice job.
I have 8.
Despite his nickname, this left fielder for the 1919 Chicago Black Sox didn't typically play
Steve.
Barefoot.
Hot Wings.
Oh.
Steve.
One, two, three.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. Something.
I heard Shoeless Joe. What did you say?
I said Willie something.
Willie something. What did you say?
I said Shoeless McGee.
Well, you're on the right track. It's Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Dang it.
No Shoes Johnson. No.
Johnny Footfeet.
No Footwear Frank.
Johnny Footfeet. Oh, now to play. Here's Johnny Footfeet. He's been on a tear lately.
He's got no feet.
Known as the fastest. Well, he's got foot feet. It's each foot is 2 feet. He's got 4 feet. He's the fastest player in baseball.
Also the slowest.
Right now, he's fetching a newspaper. He's a dog, everyone.
How weird would it be if he had 2 feet on each leg?
Like one face in front, one face in back?
No, both face in front. So like,
they look like flippers.
But yeah. each one still has all 5 toes?
Yeah, definitely. You have to wear 2 shoes.
Are they separated by like at a V at the knee? So there's two...
Do they operate
independently? So you're taking 4 steps like a dog?
Oh, that's weird. I was thinking just the ankles, but now that you got me there, then would you double your knees?
Oh, imagine being able to.
It would be a double joint.
Imagine playing hacky sack with both of your right feet.
Oh, God. You could have 3 going and stand on 1 foot.
Imagine wearing flip flops in those. The sounds you would make.
Oh, God. So you're not sneaking up on anyone.
No.
I'm being chased by a drum corps.
Yeah.
Did you say drum core or drunk whore?
Both. The University of Miami named its sports teams after them. You got
it. Steve.
Maitland.
On three. One, two, three.
Hurricanes.
Hurricanes is correct. Yes. Alligators is the University of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This Texas NFL team won 3 Super Bowls in the 90s.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
One, two, three.
Houston Oilers.
Cowboys is correct. The Oilers have never won a Super Bowl, and they're in Tennessee.
Well, they were in Houston.
Yeah, when did they make that move? That was in the late 90s,
a minute ago.
Right?
Yeah, like 97, I think. 0 players were elected into this sport's Cooperstown Hall of Fame in 2013.
What? 0 sports were entered into this Hall of Fame.
0 players were elected into this sports Cooperstown Hall of Fame in 2013. I would love on Jeopardy if the host read the question and then you just hear, neat, 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 neat. Kelly, what?
What?
That'd be great.
Even though it's on a board in front of
them. If you buzzed in to go, so do what now?
Ah, yes, that is a question.
All right, say your answer.
Not the one we're looking for.
On three. One,
two,
three.
Major League Baseball.
MLB.
Baseball? Oh. Should have said something.
Might as well have. Everybody else was just throwing it in there.
Just go with Johnny Footfeet again.
Johnny Footfeet.
He's got 20.
And now, Final Jeopardy. How many points do each of you have?
8.
1, 2, 3, 17.
I probably have about 4 or 5 less than Hot Wings.
Okay. 10, write down what you're willing 12, to wager.
13. 14. I'm wagering it all, Bob.
I, too, am wagering it all.
Okay.
I'm going to wager 15.
I'm wagering 12.
This team lost the Super Bowl last year, or this year.
Oh.
Write down your answer.
Oh, crap, dang, I know who
this
won.
This team lost the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, wow. You probably know this.
Let's start with Maitland. You currently sit in 4th place with 7 points.
8.
8 points. And what was your answer?
Who are the San Francisco 49ers?
That is correct. And what was your wager?
8.
You wagered 8, so you have 16. That moves you into second place. Let's go to our third place contestant, Kelly. What was your answer?
Am I in third already? I said the 49ers.
Steve, what is your answer?
I wagered 12.
Your total?
My total is 14.
Okay, so yeah, you're in third.
I didn't know that. I only said that because I thought they played like 4 years ago together.
So your answer was the 49ers, and you wagered 12, so now you have?
24-ish.
Yes, you're great at math. That is correct. Now Kelly's in first place. Steve, what was your answer?
Who are the Rams?
The Rams?
Yeah.
The
Rams.
And what did you wager?
Gonna ram it.
All of it.
And now you've fallen to last place behind Maitland and Kelly.
Boo!
And our potential champion entered the final Jeopardy with the lead. Mm-hmm. What was your answer, Hot Wings?
My answer, the San Francisco 49ers. I know it's hard to see. It says SF49.
I see that, yes. Also, who would lie about this dumb game?
And I wagered, also you can see, 15.
And you had
17.
So now you have
32.
And you are our champion today.
I didn't win.
Jeopardy champion. Now I can vote from space.